Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone, or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment.
So it's still a bit cooler in the woods than it was outside on your approach. The forest is very quiet. No sounds of any animals, no scurrying or chattering or tweeting or anything like that at all.
So there's just four monsters waiting with erections for us to walk through this path?
Well, at least two left.
Well, you can see where they pushed their way between the trees and the you see their path where they had made their way out of the sides for the other path, but you haven't followed them yet to see where they go.
How cold is it? Do we need to?
It's probably
crawl into their dicks for warmth.
If you'd like to, it's about 60 degrees. I'm not sure that's cold enough that you need to pull a
Celsius.
I mean, I'm hairless. I gotta chill.
I'm sure we can shave enough hair off.
You can
make you a coat.
Split it and make a coat out of it. Yeah. Or a rain jacket, at least.
A filthy, filthy coat.
A poncho. I got the neck hole.
And thanks, when it shrinks, you can just stick it in your pocket.
And we can find a Breska whenever we need to.
What's the Breska?
It's what it says on your little note.
Look, it's Lincoln.
It's Nebraska.
The word is Nebraska.
All right, so yeah, we're...
You guys want to go find another
Do we
path?
Want to follow their trails, or do we want to follow the road?
I don't know, follow the road. The road's safe.
Follow the road, yeah.
We're inside the road.
It's worked out well
safe.
For us so far.
Yeah. Then we follow the road.
Okay. You pick your way down this path, and there...
Are our horses still there?
You left your horses.
They're at the edge of the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're right there, right?
Yeah, you look behind, your horses are still there, although we're a bit freaked out by these things.
Yeah.
But they're still...
Thanks for nothing, horses.
Like, no, sir.
Horses.
I don't like it. But you follow this path. And you go for what seems a lot longer than what you expect the size of this woods would allow. In fact, you walk for about 30 minutes along this path, twisting and wending its way between the trees. And every once in a while, you see some dark, shadowy shape moving through the woods. You'll hear a distant sound... branches cracking and a shriek or a moan, but nothing comes to fuck with you at all while you're making your way down this path. Finally, after about the 30-minute mark, you see that the path ends at a clearing. Trees have all pulled away or have been cleared away, and in this clearing is maybe 10 yards across. There are 8 stones, big menhirs that have been erected around in a circle, with dolmen, with the top pieces that go over top, and there's an altar in the middle. At the base of the altar, looks like a hole has been dug out of the ground. Like one of the gophers in my yard had gotten frisky right in front of the altar. No one's around.
Frisky gophers.
No purple flowers with spikes that smell like mayonnaise?
You don't see any purple flowers. In fact, you don't see anything but brown stunted grass.
Yep.
Does the path, like, continue on the other side?
It terminates here.
You want to go around the perimeter inside before we go to the middle?
Cat could probably do that, like, really stealthily while we watch.
Seems like a trap.
This says the big, huge dwarf in metal armor who can't sneak anywhere.
I'll try to sneak through. Sneak around the edge of the clearing.
All right, so you push your transformer button and you turn into a kitten. Cute kitten, what I can't kill. All right, so you drop to the ground on all fours and you are doing what? Going left, right, around the circle.
I'm going to go left.
Okay.
And I'll make attacks to hide or sneak. Or make rolls to hide or sneak.
You're fine.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you're sneaking along. Is your tail up or a straight out?
It's up.
It's up, so you're very excited, and you're showing your butthole to everyone.
It's twitching.
Right, okay.
What, the tail?
Twitch it up, and everyone's like, stop and spray. Okay, so you go around most of it. You get about halfway around to the left before you're starting to head back to where your friends are, when you see there is back behind one of the dolmens is a weird-looking tree. It's only weird because it has no branches. It's more of a elongated stump.
Those things buried?
It's sticking up out of the ground. Hollow. It looks like hollow. Although, give me a perception roll with one bane.
Okay. 12?
12. All right. You're kind of looking at it, and you see that what kind of made this thing stand out, just being beyond being a dead tree, is that there is a suggestion of a face about halfway down the trunk. There's a knobby nose protrusion that's kind of wrinkled in and twisting out from it, and some eyes above, and kind of a cleft that might be a mouth.
Is it something I'm thinking, ooh, that could be a face, or is it like a, you can tell it's a face when you look at it?
You're pretty sure it's a face. It's not one of those weird things where you're looking at your cupboards and you see a face in them. No, this is, looks like a face.
Okay. I'm going to make my way.
It's not Jesus.
I'll make my way back around to the party, and then I'll let them know what I saw.
Yeah, I usually carry my iPhone up to anything on the walls for when I'm in the deep hallucinations.
There's a face in there.
You fucking seeing this, Siri?
Look at me, I can't go.
So I'll let them know. I didn't see anything, but around this point, and I'll point around behind it, there's a tall tree stump with a face on it.
Are you just meowing this at this point?
No, I can talk.
Okay.
That sounds like art. It's very artistic.
Some cool art over there.
Diddle, you want a doodle?
There's some cool art on that tree over there.
Diddle's have enough art for this trip.
Enough art.
Are you full of paste?
Diddle has enough inspiration for at least another week. He's going to draw statues with wreck dicks for about a week. Sell it to other orcs.
Maps to Canton, Nebraska.
I'll start walking around the edge.
Alright.
Why not?
That's like a hinge, right? Like,
yeah.
With an altar in the middle.
Yeah,
and
between the
gopher
head,
hole
in front, like in front of the altar.
Like a foam hinge.
Yeah.
So but back behind one of the stones. Behind one of the stones is the...
It's like a stone foam hinge.
Stone foam hinge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is really what we should call Stonehenge. Stone Foamhenge. I like that. Virginia has nothing on you, Stone Foamhenge.
It's gone. They took it down in Virginia.
Those bastards.
Yeah. So I'll work my way around and go look for the tree stump with the face.
You get to about the position where he described, and sure enough, you see it.
Yeah, he didn't lie.
Maybe I should go look at it and see if either of you two were lying.
Nope, I see it.
I think they're up to something.
I walk up to it. Is it about the height of
my it's about 9 feet tall.
Where is the face, though?
The face is 4.5.
All right, so it's in dwarven height face range. So I get up real close, like right, like face to face with it.
Now kiss.
No.
All right, as you get close face to face with it, the eyes lift up and the mouth opens and it says, "What are you doing in my grove?"
Looking at your face.
And it shakes a bit. Like a terribly, horrifically corpulent man trying to get the turd off of his ass. Shaking back and forth. And it uproots itself out of the ground. You see that the trunk splits into two legs. and then peeling away are two limbs. And he says, "Little thing."
I step back. "Big thing, nice to meet you."
"It's not nice to meet me."
"Oh, I'm sorry, I thought it was. It's nice to meet me."
"Why are you in my woods?"
"I'm looking for the purple flower that smells of mayonnaise."
"There are no flowers that smell of what you call mayonnaise."
"How do you know?"
"I don't know what mayonnaise is."
"Are there any purple flowers? We'll skip the mayonnaise for the moment."
He hasn't had a head to turn, so he twists his whole body and looks around, and he doesn't seem, and like a lot of shitty authors do, he shrugs.
Oh, that's good. I like it when
any idea how these things reproduce?
No, I really don't have any idea.
When he gets excited, he drops acorns.
Are you not bothered by the big four-armed ape things?
They are here. I am the forest. He lumbers forward. Why are you in my wood?
Art.
Yeah, me too.
Want to compare notebooks?
What is your preferred medium?
Flesh.
Me too.
Reach out for a high five.
And it reaches out a branch thing and meets your... You know, at a certain point in the end of my career and say, I'm never doing this again.
No, seriously, Mr. Wood, though, we are hunting some purple flowers, and then we will be happy to get out of your lovely wood.
No purple flowers here.
Were there ever, like, in the past, before it turned all shitty and everything?
No purple flowers here.
What's the altar?
Human sacrifice.
For?
To Diabolus.
Who's that?
The devil.
Oh.
The stealer of souls.
Why are you hanging out by it?
He tricked me, bound me here for 1,000 years.
How many years has it been?
667.
Oh.
Is there a way to get out early?
I bet last year sucked.
Last year really did suck. He reaches out a branch to give you a high five.
I high five him back.
I mean, really.
I jump up.
Next year is a neighbor of the beast.
Is there any way to get that you can get freed early?
No.
What if we sacrifice a human on here?
Shut up.
Or if we destroy the altar?
No. Bad.
Got a gopher problem?
I do. Think strange humans have come here and have been burrowing in this forest without my permission.
Humans doesn't burrowing? Sound human. You don't look like a burrower.
No.
Okay. So I'm gonna go and look in the shithole in front of the altar.
Okay. No, we can't look around, or no, you don't mind if we look around.
No. You head over to the hole in front of the altar,
yeah. And
it's not like a gopher hole at all. It's been recently dug out, and there is a footprint at a slope that goes underneath the altar, I guess at maybe a 90-degree angle. There are footprints that sit in the soil, mm-hmm. And it's raw earth all the way around. There's a pile of dirt back, and then it's been kind of pushed into the walls and packed in. Can't see very far down because it kind of turns and twists, but once you see it goes maybe 15 feet.
We can go down underground. There's probably purple flowers that smell of mayonnaise underground.
Smell the whole, of course. The whole smell of mayonnaise.
Take a big sniff of the hole. Any aromas?
Nope. Smells like dirt.
Dirt.
So do you have a name, Forest?
Forest.
Me and my friends are going to go try to get these people out of this hole. Would you guard this hole from us and keep people from coming in behind us and attacking us? We'll at least get these people out of your forest for you.
He looks to you and says, I am very familiar with guarding holes.
I wink at him really big.
He can't wink. He's trying, though.
Do you know who made this hole?
Humans.
Did they go into the hole?
Yes.
Did they come back out of the hole?
Some.
Did they bring anything with them?
Yes.
Do you know what it was?
Strange things. Metal. Stinks of earth. Mountains.
Cool.
Are you not friends with the Mountain King?
I don't know the Mountain King.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
Underground is always popular. Safe.
Could you make an introduction?
My word is a dwarf. Underground is always safe.
Okay.
I'll go. All right, Forrest.
Lead the way.
Enjoy your chocolates. We're going to go underground.
Is the hole big enough to diddle?
You might have to spit on it a little bit, but we'll get you.
I'm going with yes. Yes, the hole is big enough to diddle.
I mean, if it's visible with the naked eye. Where's your sense of adventure?
It died with the erect dicks back there.
Well, I'll give it like 20 minutes and try again.
Have a sandwich.
Who's going into the hole?
Oh, I'm in the hole.
I'm in the hole.
Okay.
Me too. I'm a follower.
The pussy, I can see you in the dark, so
I'm going into the hole.
Okay, that's weird, but let's do it.
I don't see in the dark, so I don't let it do any of that lighting bullcrap.
All right. Well, it's a pretty wide opening that you take a few steps in. You can walk down it and not have to stoop. For example, for you, Dustin, you can get down there no problem.
All right.
And same with Diddle and Diddles. You're able to go down the slope plenty of clearance overhead. And it goes about 30 feet before it ends at a wide chamber. Now, it's moving at that same 90-degree angle, so it's going down fairly deep at 30 feet. And you can see there are shovel marks in the walls and pick marks and other types of things. Most of the stuff has just kind of been pushed back into the walls or trampled down underfoot.
Diddle has good hearing.
Huh?
Good Diddle.
All right, continuing down the corridor.
All right, so you go down 30 feet and it opens up into a wide chamber. This chamber is maybe, we're going to call it 8 yards by 8 yards. There are 3 tunnels that lead out. And we're going to say straight ahead, left and right. In the center of this room, or chamber or whatever, there are piles of materials, wheelbarrows, shovels, picks, pickaxes. There are coils of rope, and there are other kinds of odds and stuff that looks like excavation equipment.
All right, I'm going to load up a wheelbarrow with everything we should need and start down the left corridor.
Okay.
Is there a bed or a cot in here for resting?
No.
Dirt's pretty comfy.
Yeah.
Should we take a break here?
What do you
Let's
see?
Split up.
2 down each corridor. Wait, that's not the right math. Rob can go down one corridor. That evens it out.
Who's Rob?
Does any corridor smell of mayonnaise?
No.
All right, I'm wheelbarrowing down the left corridor.
Okay. It's got a squeaky wheel as you go, and it's making a shrieking noise as you're making your way down that sloping tunnel. It's continuing to go down. Anybody else doing it?
Can we still hear him, like, if he calls out for help?
It's pretty loud, the wheel.
You can still hear the wheel. You can
if
hear
the wheel stops.
If the wheel stops!
I'll follow him, because he healed me.
All right, so Diddle is following after the dwarf.
That's all I need is a Diddle.
I'll follow Diddle, because I'm curious.
All right.
I'm getting scared. But I don't know if I'm more scared of the left corridor or the chamber we're in.
I'm going to go down this corridor. Everybody else is doing it.
Duff, cool kids.
Yeah, and then I look around like, and then I
tell it down there too. You Scooby down there too? Yeah. All right. So you guys trail along behind. After about 30 more feet of following the straight passage, it starts to curlicue as it's making its way down. So it's kind of drilling into the ground, in deeper into the earth. And it descends another 60 feet, and then it stops. There is a cave. You're looking out across this fairly large cavern with stalactites in the ceiling. Stalagmites on the floor, as you'd expect, instead of the reverse. There are puddles of water all throughout this room. There are curtains of mineral formations in the walls and columns where the stalactites, stalagmites have joined. There is a sound of trickling water coming from your left. The drop from where you are at the ledge to the bottom is about 10 feet. It's very dark, but your dark sight lets you see pretty well.
I can see whatever. Does it look like there's been any excavation inside the cavern?
No, although as you're looking around the ledge, you see there are holes that have been drilled, that have been hammered into the ground, probably from spikes. You also see some abrasions from the rope that might have been tied off to them on the edges of this ledge.
Do you see any flowers?
I look for flowers.
Do we smell mayonnaise?
No. Beyond what you normally smell for the dwarf, no.
Can't find a flower at the bottom of a fucking mine.
Where are we supposed to find this damn thing?
Why are we here?
Purple flower.
Looking for a purple flower.
Adventurer's pack. Here we go. I throw a couple of spikes in the ground and tie off a rope and drop it over the edge and leave my wheelbarrow and equipment, but scurry down the rope.
All right, you're rappelling down the rope, down the 10 feet to the bottom.
Oh, yeah. I'll climb down.
You get down there as well. The ground, the floor of this chamber is covered in loose shale, crunches underfoot a bit, and there is a constant dripping noise coming from above. You're deep enough that whatever roots that might have been from the trees and stuff, you've lost that. It's just a big cavern.
All right.
Moisture is making its way into here. You also see there are puddles of oily water here and there throughout the chamber. From where you were standing, you don't see any exits.
Is there anything in here? Is it just a big open room?
Big open room with lots of columns.
Smell like anything other than mayonnaise? Like flammable stuff?
No, you don't smell any weird gases or odors like that. There is a kind of a mineral smell, I guess, if that makes any sense, which you can get underground.
I'll sneak around the room and just see if I see anything out of the ordinary compared to what we already see.
Okay. You start making your way across the room as rest of you guys are just assuming you're up on the ledge. You're down at the base and you're scouting out the chamber. You go 15 yards or so when you step in a puddle of something. And as you pull your, and it doesn't sound right, you pull your foot back and you see it strings of this greasy slime get pulled away from your boot. And you see where the boot touched it, it's kind of bubbling and smoking. Best, I got a surprise round on you. Yeah. And as you see, what happens is when you step this thing, it just pulls itself up into this kind of shuddering pillar of black tar. Of the heroin kind.
Can I still use a triggered action on attack?
You're surprised currently.
I am surprised, okay.
I feel like that pun wasn't appreciated enough. I like this side of
the 20 defense?
Oh, yeah, that hits.
And are you, what kind of army are you?
Listen,
are you wearing metal armor?
No.
All right, you're fine then.
You have a spoon with you?
15 damage.
Fighter.
No, I take that back. I am wearing a thin mail shirt.
All right, so you're wearing metal armor that's made of metal. You take a minus one penalty to defense as the thing slaps you with a pseudopod, and it liquefies the metal where it touches. Fast turn.
And how much damage was it?
15.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Diddle's Nest.
You know that means run the fuck away. I climb up the rope.
All right.
I'm going to retreat.
All right, you retreat. You get your half your speed away from it. Okay, anybody else going on fast turns? Cowards! All right, well, yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
All right, I'm going to wait till slow turns.
This thing start moving back up.
You start heading back up.
How long does this thing climb ledges?
Does it look metal?
Yeah, right.
Maybe it kind of
throw the hoe down the.
I'm trying to think what it looks like a diabetic's foot. It's just black and yellow and nasty and smells. Not to be offensive, but it's like a rotting foot, like gangrenous, nasty.
Throw it at it?
You're on the ledge? Give it a shot.
Nah.
Watch out.
What are you throwing?
A torch.
Oh. Gotcha.
You won't die.
No.
Not from that.
You know.
Yeah.
All
right. Is the torch lit or is it just a torch?
I said light a torch and throw it at it. All
right. Gotcha.
You ready?
I've got a bow. I could shoot it, but it wouldn't be as effective.
I'm with it.
All right, so just like a d20 roll?
Yeah.
I should have done something
with your strength attack.
Do I get the boon for my
Okay. That is well over 20.
All right. Give me one damage for the torch, 1d6 for the fire, and then an extra d6 for forceful strike. You are a warrior.
So 3d6.
2d6 plus 1.
2d6 plus 1. That's 6.
All right, beautiful.
Plus 1, so 7.
7 damage. All right, so torch, you chuck the torch at this thing, and it goes end over end. It finally hits the mass. That it does separate a bit, and the fire sputters, and it just closes over top of it with a little... as it's now lurching forward on slow turns. Slow turns, you running out too?
Yeah.
All right, so you're scrambling up.
Bravely.
Bravely. You retreated 5 yards.
Yeah.
I move 6 yards, and I'm going to crash on you like a wave.
Shadow guard, take a boon, or a bane.
Take a bane, got it. That is only an 11 defense.
I'll miss.
All right, so it comes crashing down and topples one of the stalagmites. We're back to fast turns, but it is now in your grill.
Fast turn. I'm casting a spell.
Okay, what do you do?
Let me find it here. I know which one I'm looking for.
I'm going to grab a shovel from the wheelbarrow. Does it have a metal blade on it?
It does.
I'm going to throw the shovel like a javelin attempting to
casting Shadow Stride, and I am going to teleport to the top of
brilliant.
Where the edge was.
Love it. All right. So you shadows pull around you, and you just disappear, and then you reappear right next to him, and you can take off, and you chuck the shovel.
Don't bother
rolling. The shovel goes... It is like the javelin scene from Revenge of the Nerds. It just kind of shakes as it's making its way over. Finally, hits it. As it does, the shovel disintegrates as it's going into its body with just liquid. It just adds liquid to its general body.
Perfect.
And it's going to lurch forward, but you guys are far enough away, you can get away.
Back up to the main chamber.
Let's get away. Jesus. Taking a healing potion. Can you also heal me?
I can. I'll give you a... half of a healing rate.
Did this mess smell like mayonnaise? Were you paying attention?
Did you get hungry when it was attacking you?
No.
Do you feel like you had McDonald's special sauce anywhere and near there?
Fucking wiping off my paw, because my paw is probably burning.
It is.
Like wiping right, things off your paw or wiping your paw off?
I'm wiping my paw off.
You're whacking your
I'm
paw
licking
off?
It. I'm...
We'll take Joe can take care of that for you.
Does your foot taste like mayonnaise?
It's his namesake.
No. I'm from a long line of jackoffs, thank you.
Who doesn't?
And just so you know, it's spelled with a Q, right? It's JAQUUFFF.
So it's Jakoff?
Oh, like the Nobel Prize winner.
It's Jakoff. Joe Jakoff.
I'm sorry, I didn't know who you were with.
It's Jacques. Jakoff.
Yeah.
All right, so...
French Canadian.
Back down the middle passage, because why not?
Are you going to carry your wheelbarrow?
Oh,
all
yeah.
Great. So the
do
dwarf...
We need to stop and get another shovel.
Yeah, we do. I'll pick up one other shovel.
The dwarf loads up a shovel into his wheelbarrow and goes squeaking down this passageway. And it goes on for 60 feet. Before the earthen walls give way to stone walls, where stone blocks have been mortared into place.
Wait, are we going back up to the chamber?
Yeah. And you're going down a central passage, not the...
Now we're seeing what's behind door.
Oh, we too. What? We already... Okay.
Hey, you guys said you ran away gallantly or something to that effect.
Yeah. He bravely followed me back up to the original chamber. Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything could have snuck up behind us, so we were setting a bit.
Yeah, yes, so we were heading into certain danger.
No, Forrest was supposed to be guarding the hole.
Definite possible danger.
So once we found that wasn't there, we went down the middle corridor.
Oh, okay. I was going to, like, inspect the chamber for any...
Go inspect it!
Nobody's stopping you.
Yeah, I haven't gotten out there. I'm going to look in the chamber. Just like, is there anything interesting that I can see? Like, maybe a more apparent trail of footprints from one of the three chambers that I can tell aren't ours.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a wonderful idea. I love that idea. Yes, of course. Before the wheelbarrow goes barreling down that passageway, you see there's been a fuck ton of traffic between this chamber and the central passageway. You've seen all sorts of boot prints going back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, lots of people have come this way.
Okay.
And they were heavy people because they're sunk deep in the dirt. Okay. Or they were just morbidly obese. One of the two.
Are the prints going into the door facing that way?
Both. Going in
shallower than the prints going out of the door.
Give me a perception roll. Yes. You look and you don't have to roll.
Good, because I definitely succeeded.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, from what you can tell, it looks like the prints don't go down, they don't sink as deeply as the ones coming out.
Yeah. Guys, they were carrying something out of here. Something.
And them flowers are heavy as hell.
Heavy flowers.
Yeah.
Full of mayonnaise.
Full of mayonnaise. Flower.
Alright, so that didn't change anything. We still want to go down the heavily trafficked doorway, right?
Yeah.
Does it look like the...
Do these footprints look aggressive?
I don't have tracker or anything. I should have, right? For this specifically, but... does it look like the footprints coming out are wider apart, as if to indicate running away than they were going in?
Well, that's a good question. No. And you might surmise that's probably because they're weighted down.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't. They're probably maybe weight struggling with what they're carrying.
Okay.
Boot prints are the same, pretty much across. They're just standard hobnail boots. Standard. All right, that's cool. A standard thing.
That's all I wanted to do.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hey. Hanging out.
Good job, Hairless Jackoff.
Did you want to check the other passage while you're here, or do you just want to say fuck it and go for it?
Well, you said there's not any, like, major traffic from that one, right?
I didn't say anything about that one.
Well, I asked you.
Is that about the one in front of you?
All right, let's check the right one as well, yeah.
Yeah. All right, good plan. There's nothing.
Door number three.
Yeah, let's go in door number three.
So we want to go in the one that nobody went into as opposed to the one where
it's all probably still there.
Oh, okay, that's true. It's all probably
flowers. We can set up a camp here.
So we already went down the trap path, and then there's the treasure path, and then there's the story path. So we want to go down the treasure path.
What the heck?
Like, we're supposed to go down the middle one, so, like, we already went down the dangerous one.
Yeah, I'm sure there's no other danger on the right.
Yeah, there's no other dangerous path.
Yeah,
I'm
sure we're going to have that sounds like a plan.
And that has made all the difference.
On the right, I start wheelbarrowing.
I'm going to jump in the wheelbarrow.
All right, you jump in the wheelbarrow, and
why does he get to ride in the wheelbarrow?
Shrill squeaking noise as the wheelbarrow is going down this passageway.
Just feel like any mayonnaise to grease that wheel.
You don't see any mayonnaise.
I'll spray on it.
Well, you do, and now it smells bad and still squeaks. weirdly, it smells of asparagus. I don't know why, but you know, cats and their diets. You're following this particular passageway. It is not as smooth, and it's also not as uniform as the other corridor that you went down the first time. It goes 5 feet, then narrows. You have to turn sideways, and you have to abandon the wheelbarrow.
Damn it!
Going.
All right,
this path sounds much more dangerous.
I abandon the wheelbarrow.
All right, you leave the wheelbarrow behind, which immediately stops the racket.
Can we turn the wheelbarrow sideways and pull it through?
It's got those goddamn feet on the bottom, which are over the bench.
Yeah.
You have to angle it just right, and you just don't think you got
to
jump.
You use a block to corner so that nothing can follow us down here.
It's irresponsible.
We can never get back up.
It's irresponsible wheelbarrow owners like you.
We can take it apart and put it back
the
together.
The shelters are full of unwanted wheelbarrows.
All right, so I go back to...
The wheelbarrow drops and shove it a little worse, because you have to put it in these giant container bins, and you have to force it inside, and you hear the crying of the wheelbarrows.
I go back up the passage enough so that when we are fleeing for our lives, the wheelbarrow will not be in our way.
That's a good idea.
All right. And then continue down the tight corridor.
Fantastic. As I said, it continues to twist and turn with places where it's weirdly wide, not that you walk three abreast, and then it gets super narrow again where you have to get on your hands and knees to crawl through.
Mm.
But finally, after you, and Dwarf, you get a sense that you're descending, but at a
I'm going to walk in front of everybody as a cat and make them all look at my asshole.
All right. Little did you know that you have one of those medallions that cover your butthole. It's the butt flap.
Somebody slipped it on there when I wasn't looking.
Right, and it's got a magic rune on it. Anybody who touches it gets a prize.
I was hoping for a googly eye.
It's a winking brown eye of Sauron. All right, yeah. So finally, this crack in the earth opens up to an antechamber, and then you see another larger chamber beyond. Now, this one comes. It's the way it opens this antechamber is that it's not that the tunnel just stops; it continues on, but there's a hole in the floor, and you can see that it drops down 10, 12 feet to a tiled floor below. You can't make out what's in the walls, but you can see there's light. A weird greenish light shining from the far side of it.
Does it smell of mayonnaise?
It does not.
How big is
this? Kids, you should look up the no regrets tattoo, because that's what I'm going to get tomorrow for saying mayonnaise.
All right.
Yes. No regrets.
No mayonnaise.
What is hollandaise?
You do smell hollandaise. What? And Lunch? A little bit of aioli.
It smells like white people in here.
I want a mimosa.
Sharon's having.
Where can I pay $17 for eggs?
In this hole.
Let's go.
It's cheap at the fertility clinic.
If you get in after hours, it's really cheap. But you have to eat a lot of them.
It's like it's the calamari at the circumcision clinics.
I think that's technically called roe.
I'm sorry, Dane. You're gonna do a lot of it. You would think, but probably not.
I don't know where we go from here. Where? Green light. So what's brunch?
The... Is there anything else down in here?
Where's the major?
You only know there's like weird green light and a tiled floor.
Yeah, we're
how,
going.
Like, how big is it? So it's like 10 feet.
Well, I'll go down.
The hole that leads is 12 feet down, but the hole that grants access to this chamber is 4 feet wide.
I'll sneak
down.
And
the tunnel continues going on beyond it.
I'll attempt to sneak down, looking out for any little puddles on the floor this time.
Okay. It's a 12-foot drop.
I'll climb.
There are no handholds.
I'm a cat.
Yeah, have you ever seen a cat crawl on the ceiling? Because you have to grow. You have to go under and then over the
ceiling. Oh, under.
Right.
Gotcha. How far down is it?
12.
I'll shadow strike.
And how far across?
The opening is 44 feet across, but it drops down 12 feet to a larger chamber below it that goes beyond the beyond the diameter.
If we had a wheelbarrow, we could anchor some rope to it and just slide down.
If only. Party of adventurers stumped at the hole in the floor.
I just climbed. I use a rope.
It's a hole in the ceiling, though, right?
Well, if you climb down, it becomes a hole in the ceiling. All about perspective.
Yeah. Okay.
It's 10 to 12 feet.
Yeah, it's 12 feet.
I just jump down.
All right, you jump down, you're fine. just in the interest of please moving this forward. All right, so you get down to the bottom of this room, and as I mentioned, the ceiling goes out to the left and right, so it is so it goes beyond the edges of that 4-foot opening. It's a domed ceiling. There is a painting on the ceiling. Your dark sight let you make out a little bit, but you'll need some light to make out details. But you see some blobs up there.
Should throw a torch down first.
There's also a green radiance that's shining through an archway that goes to the chamber beyond.
You can't get back up, right?
No.
And the chamber beyond, you can clearly see, looks like a chapel, church, temple kind of arrangement, because there are lines of... There's seating around. It's a round room. There's seating all around the edges. But there is some sort of hermetic circle on the floor that has 8 points. And on each point, there is a green flame that's boiling up out of the ground.
Perfectly natural.
There's a church down here and a painting on the ceiling. Come on down.
Does this seem like something of the new god?
Lord, yeah, Lord, I think so.
Okay, I'm a devout follower.
Right.
Everybody's jumping in this hole.
Won't be the first time. All right. Yes.
We should have some sort of
What?
Say we should have some way of getting back out. It's too late.
Diddle has not yet jumped down the hole.
Diddle, I'm going to throw my rope up to you.
Diddle leaves.
Diddle just drops his rope down to you.
Okay.
But it's not tied to anything. He just drops the rope.
He drops all 20 yards of it.
Okay, now I'm going to push this rope.
I'm going to
cast rope trick.
Is there a way for me to hammer my fucking dagger into the rock to make an anchor?
You could. I don't know that it's going to hold any.
I can throw you up. I've got some spikes for putting tents into the ground. I'll throw you a couple.
Why did you drop down there with those?
Just shut up.
I was excited about the green light.
All right, well,
and the temple to the new god.
For once, Diddle's going to be a smart one.
Draw yeah. like a dwarf to a flam.
Diddle is the leader, so.
I'm going to make a way up. Well, I'll make sure we can get up.
Good job.
Before I climb down.
All right. You, with using the dwarf Dugan's spikes, you were able to hammer into the ground, rather the ground of the wall. Because obviously if you hammer the ground, you might break off more of the ceiling, and then you'd fall in, and you all be fucked. So you do it in the walls, secure the rope to that, drop it down so you have a way to get down. So you're in this antechamber, and you're peering into this room with this weird glyph, sigil, hermetic circle thing that's on the floor, and the burning pillars of green fire that are coming out of the floor. You see beyond it there are these columns that support the ceiling overhead. It's a giant fucking chamber. Now, this antechamber you're in is relatively small, and you see there is a dome overhead through which you came to get down here. Does any light a torch? Or any light source whatsoever?
Yeah, I got a torch.
Perfect. All right, so you strike your torch. It flares to life, but it doesn't glow with a normal orange, red, yellow, white light. It's burning blue, and the blue light that comes off of it shines onto the ceiling. And you see, because of the play of the weird light that's shining from your torch, it almost seems like the dome overhead is writhing. And you see there are bodies just engaged in sexual positions that are they range from the pretty boring to the really impractical. And it's all over top, and because of the way the light flickers in the ceiling, it seems they're moving. And also, as you're getting a closer look, it's not just humans. It really is a whole menagerie of strange things that are fucking up on the ceiling.
Diddle's bored. You want to hang out with
him? They've got a good grip strength.
Noah's Ark. Diddle turns around and goes to hang out with the forest.
So you walk back out the tunnel?
Yep.
All right, so you're trudging out of the tunnel bored.
Well, Diddle,
bye.
Diddle.
Hey, Diddle.
There's my fiddle. All right, so what are you going
to do? The temple's that way.
I'll be in my bunk. sure, what's the worst that could happen?
All right. So, with the blue flame, your torch lighting your way, torch in hand, the wood, and every once in a while it drops these kind of molten bits of tar and pitch that are coming from the torch. You're stepping forward, and you're there, secure in your armor. And you feel a little warm, in fact, as you're getting closer to this entryway. And you see the burning pillars of fire that are looping around, and you see the big vaulted ceiling overhead. You see the columns that support the whole thing. But as you step through that opening, right there at the very edge, the precipice of this giant fucking chamber, you are standing and you see, above the hermetic circle, is this warbling field of what looks like milk that's just bubbling and swishing, almost like they're churning butter. But from the inside, if you were in the bottom of the butter churn looking up and there was no butter or milk in your way and you just see the surface of it, that's what it looks like. Make sense? Good! So you see that kind of shifting, bubbling, and frothing around, and it's a contained circle. Now, the weirdest part about this is at the very edge of the circle, you see what looked like human arms that are linked, holding like each hand holding the wrist of the other. There's nothing else connecting them at all, except for these knots of flesh where the forearms are coming out of these knots of flesh that form the border of this weird undulating mass of fluid.
I wish Diddle were here to see this.
I mean, he'd draw this shit for weeks.
That's mayonnaise. What does it smell like? Do I need a perception roll?
Nope. You definitely sent a bit of Hellman's wafting.
Guys, we're close.
I followed him in then.
Yep.
Let's.
Any ideas, guys?
Hey, if you smell mayonnaise and that's what we're looking for, let's go through it. Let's
bottle and sell it.
It's above us, right?
I buy that for a dollar.
It's about 25 feet overhead. And it is bounded. The linked arms match the perimeter of the hermetic circle of floor below it.
Is the circle carved into the stone? Yes. Or is it, so it's not like scratch-off part of it? Or
no, it's not a scratch-off or
yeah. Jerk-off or anything like that.
Someone say my name?
I mean, hello?
Is there anything in the center of the room? Like on the ground? On the floor?
In the hermetic circle?
Yeah.
You don't see anything there. Although, as you're kind of peering and looking, you every once in a while, as a light plays from the weird ceiling, you see flashes of something. But it's flashing so fast you can't make out what it is.
So is this normal for the cult of the new god?
I mean, he works in your
god's
ways,
dude.
But this is more mysterious than usual.
Oh, cool. Good enough.
So who's going to step into this circle and die?
Diddle.
I didn't tell you guys.
Diddle's hanging out in the forest. He was a smart guy.
My character loves playing tricks on people and relishes in the pain that they cause, so I push you in.
All right.
Pass through the doorway.
I'm going to give you an agility roll to see if you can avoid falling into the hermetic circle.
Why, is there something bad in there?
We'll see, won't we?
Oh, shit. 18.
All right, so you feel a distinct shove, and you, whoa, 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 and then you stop yourself right at the edge.
Just kidding.
What the fuck, man?
I shrug.
This is not a good thing.
That's one use. That makes sense.
I cast Bountiful Life on myself.
All right, you're full of life.
I am.
Blah, 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 blah.
You guys want to get out of here?
I want to leave.
There's no flowers in here. I mean... But there is a smell of mayonnaise.
I haven't looked all the way around. I'm trying to see if there's anything I have that I don't need that I could throw in there and see
what
happens to it.
Have you tried bursting the giant churning mayonnaise bubble?
It's above us.
What? Did somebody say something?
Diddle calls out from the forest. He's playing with the weird tree creature.
I could shoot an arrow at the bubble.
Do it.
I'm going to shoot an arrow at this bubble.
Diddle's having a good time. I don't know about you guys.
He's playing with wood upstairs.
I'm going to... Shadow stride up to the top of the hole that he was in and then watch what they do.
Coward! All right, so you shadow stride out of there.
I'm going to... Can I shoot an arrow at this thing? Or
sure.
Have to wait? Okay, I'm going to do that.
You don't have to wait. Let's do it.
All right.
All right, you pull back. String. You don't have to roll either.
All right.
The arrow, it's a big fucking target. I mean, okay. The arrow leaps from your bow. It flies, wavering through the air as it's making its way towards... The undulating surface of this weird liquid bladder thing that's above pierces it. Disappears inside of it. The color goes from milky white to a brilliant scarlet that spreads out from it, almost like a wound. And the point of entry where the arrow goes in, you see a black speck that slowly irises open. What would you like to do?
I'm going to catch up with Diddle. Shit, I don't know what to do. This is weird.
It's freaking me out.
This doesn't seem like it's supposed to be happening.
The ceiling's making me kind of horny, but that other room is also making me kind of horny.
The black speck is now irised to a point where it's 3 feet across. And
is it dropping at all?
Like, no, it's just widening, and you see in that darkness, that blackness, you see specks of light, multicolored light, almost like they're stars starting to appear.
We should go. I don't think there's any flowers in here.
Maybe.
Or are there?
Using my I'm a scholar of magical theory.
Uh-huh.
Might I be able to discern what if this is a magical effect that I've theorized before?
You're pretty good sure this is a magical effect. Not one that you've probably explored yet.
Alright.
But what you do see as
not
you're
familiar with many.
He just sit back. Some bitch!
Some bitch! I know what that is. What the hell is that thing?
Oh, no, that's a... No.
What the hell is that thing? You see that the darkness is momentarily occluded by this bulging, red, fleshy, could be this gigantic nipple thing that is forcing its way out, and coming out of it is like a cow's udder, as this polyp. We eat with a dimple at the bottom, and it's kind of pouring out of the thing, out of the hole, that's still widening, as more of this fleshy substance is coming out.
Do I see this from up top of the hole?
No, you don't have field of view yet.
Okay.
Should we suckle it?
Yeah.
Jack on it.
Does it look friendly?
Is it an angry nipple?
The polyp has continued to descend. It is now.
There's never been a friendly polyp.
We're just watching this in awe.
I mean, there's no polyps are
the
ever
fucking
friendly.
Star Child.
No, this is the Shadow of the Demon Lord's hemorrhoid.
It continues to descend until it starts pendulum swinging over top of the circle on the floor, getting within an inch of it. But as the opening in the milky white fluid is continuing to expand, you see coming out around where this kind of fleshy appendage is coming in are weird cilia-like hair-type things that are kind of forcing their way out and whipping about the polyp.
A hairy nipple.
That's
Chewbacca nipple.
An armpit.
The worst kind.
Well, I still don't see a flower. Yeah, I'm dwarfing my way towards the rope at this point.
All right, and he's whistling while you're working, right?
I am, all right. Of course.
Yeah, that thing slowly backing up towards the rope is a good idea. Maybe faster than slow.
Got it.
Faster.
What about you?
I'm transfixed.
I'm going to try to push him again.
I'm going to back away from it.
Before, well, so I don't know what the fuck's going on. He's a cool guy.
Like, guys, we gotta go tell Diddle about this. He's gonna love it.
Yeah, he's gotta see this. We should go tell him.
If only there was someone here who could draw it. Or torture it. I'm gonna shoot an arrow at this nipple.
Oh, God. All right. Don't bother rolling. All right.
It's a big nipple.
The nipple.
Yet another arrow leaps from your bow, strikes the fleshy protrusion from someplace beyond. You see when it hits, the entire thing contracts, almost like it's tensing up. The hole widens, and so there is a mountain of flesh that comes pouring out of this thing, whipping hairs everywhere. Now give me a will challenge roll with four banes, you included. Four banes.
That doesn't sound good.
I failed.
Three. I'm below zero.
Yeah.
All right.
Three pass?
Six. Insanity.
Hold on. I got a two. So three minus six. That's a negative three.
Six insanity.
Oh, I need to roll one more.
Well, I didn't have any.
You only subtract the worst one.
Oh, okay. So I got three.
Yeah, so six insanity.
Okay.
All right, so all four of you are frightened. Fast turns. Here's what's going to happen.
How well can I retreat? Oh,
frightened. While pooping your pants, frightened.
Yeah.
So out of this fleshy mound, which really is like a block of spam that is falling out of this extra-dimensional space, you see that there are eyeballs, giant weeping red eyes are popping open and swiveling around all over the surface of the cylindrical kind of extrusion into reality. As these eyeballs are popping out and peering out at you, maws open up and long tongues come shooting out. I'm going to have three of them. One for each of you are going to try to tongue you and do terrible things.
Cool.
We're still in the antechamber, right?
Yeah, they're coming through from this main room into the antechamber. So, Dustin, that is going to be a 17 defense.
I have 17 defense.
All right.
So is that a miss or is that a hit?
That's a hit. Take 5 damage and you are grabbed, which means that you can't move away from it unless you could somehow escape the grab. Jackoff, that is a 20-something defense.
Yeah, yeah.
And please enjoy 6 damage, and you were grabbed as well. Dugan, that is a 15 plus 4 is 19 defense.
6 by 1.
Please enjoy 4 damage, and you two are grabbed. Slow turns.
Did I see this thing, or have I just felt like a presence?
You see spam-made tentacles come shooting out of this, or tongues, come bursting out into the antechamber, which you have clear line of sight on. Grab your 3 companions.
Tongues don't have eyes.
Okay, on a slow run, I cut the rope and run.
You cut the rope?
And run.
Fuck!
It'll never get up to you now. Way to save yourself.
All right, so you start running.
What could that possibly accomplish?
It's going to have to eat all 3 of y'all before it comes after me.
Their tongues. Their tongues are all down.
Okay.
Well, you still got a dick now.
I still got rope.
You cut the rope, and it falls to the floor. You run away. What are the rest of you guys going to do?
Die.
I'm gonna cast Bury the Knife. And I'm going to... It's a teleportation spell, blah, blah, blah. I put a gear and teleport it inside of this little creature. I make an intellect attack roll.
With 1 bane, please.
That's a 9 against its agility.
That is a miss.
What? It's a block of spam.
It's a dexterous piece of fucking spam.
Fine.
Unicorn spam.
Really what happens is a field of anti-magic succeed. That surrounds it. Are you going to spend
I'm
a fortune?
Using a fortune and I'm going to succeed any fucking way.
All right, so a little gear appears inside of the spam, and it bulges out and looks all tough.
It takes 12 damage and becomes impaired until the object is removed.
You only have 180 to go. All right.
It's impaired until it uses an action to remove that motherfucker.
Got it. Anybody else going to go on slow?
I'm going to swing my sword and see if I can't cut this fucking thing off.
All right.
That's a 6.
Plus 4,
so I got a 10.
10 plus you have a boon, right? No, you're frightened, so you have no boon. So 10. Yeah, that's enough.
Alright. So 13.
13. Alright, you sever that you sever the tongue tentacle thing, and it spurts you with this awful blueberry colored fluid that sprays all over your body, but you're no longer grabbed for now.
I'm gonna run away from it.
You can do that. All right, you run back into the antechamber.
Yeah.
The rope is on the floor.
It shouldn't be there.
There's no other way out of this room.
Can I light a torch and try to burn the arm? Should I just stab it with a rapier?
You might want to stab it, because there's a process of getting out a tinder box and
or
to light the fire. It's going to be a little slow going.
So I'll just try to stab it there with my
rapier. You can do it.
Rapier.
And remember, you're frightened, so you have a bane.
Yeah, okay, so I've got a boon to add on that. Anything else I can use? That's a 17.
That's good. That hits.
So, use trickery to negate the boon.
You don't get the benefit from it.
I don't get the plus 17, 1d6.
No. With 17 on the die or the total?
Total.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carry on, my wayward son.
And then I do 6 damage.
All right, that's still enough to cause a free issue.
Yeah.
And it releases you, and a little blueberry spurt comes out of the little puncture mark where you have you did your thing. Anybody else going on slow?
Can I use a triggered action to hide or retreat?
There is nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to hide in there.
But you could retreat.
Let's retreat.
All right, so you scamper back.
Towards the fallen rope.
Right, and then you see the rope on the ground and a dejected-looking Horus. you feel...
I can't help.
You and Forrest are kind of playing in the woods. taking apart one of those boggarts that you had that had attacked you earlier, and you're creating beautiful art with the interior, with the internal organs. But you feel a rumbling underfoot, and Forrest looks at you. That's not normal.
Okay.
All right, fast turns. You guys cannot take fast turns because you're frightened. Greg, would you like to, do you want to take a fast turn?
I'm running.
You're running like a
right through the front. Through the
round two.
All right, so you flee down the passageway. You still have a ways to go. I'm going to do something really terrible. Since you damaged two of my tongue appendages, one of the things I'm going to do.
He grabbed us.
He did. He did. The one that's actually still has a hold of you, which is going to constrict.
Okay.
So you'll just take. Just 3 damage.
All right.
But the other orifices from which the tongue things came out throw up an ocean of corrosive slime. Need both you guys, all 3 of you, to make strength challenge rolls for half damage. Just give a bane for being frightened.
Good. 11.
10, that's a save. That's a success. So you take 10 damage. If you fail, it's 21.
I'll save an 11.
It's 10 damage.
Okay, I'm down.
Maybe we should try talking to this thing.
How much was half? 10?
10.
10. We've 17. Seen a flower. So see, that triggers my bound of a life, and I heal a healing rate. So you're down?
Yeah, I'm down.
I have a potion.
Okay.
What's it worth to you?
After you pushed me into the circle.
They don't call me Joe Jackoff for nothing.
So, if you butt-chug a potion, does it affect faster?
Butt-chug a potion? Yeah.
If it's the injector type, it does.
All right, slow turns. You gents.
All right, I am going to cast Bolt Thrower under so that it's sitting as... Nah, I can't. How far away am I from the hole in the ceiling?
This will get you out?
Yeah.
You are 6 yards away.
All right, so I can do that. Yeah, so I'm going to cast Bolt Thrower and have it directly under that hole.
Okay.
So it's like a Mario mushroom.
We climb on each other. It's only like 12 feet. We could be able to pile up on each other's shoulders, and then I have a rope that I could toss down to you.
You're the tallest, so you can go stand on top of the bolt thrower. I could scurry up your shoulders and then throw the goblin up. I could pull myself up, and then we could hold the rope for you.
I've played with you before. I don't trust you.
But this is the good character. I turned in the evil party member already.
Uh-huh.
Dugan's the nice guy.
This is true, Jackoff.
Jackoff just got here too.
Yeah, I don't know you guys.
Okay, I'm gonna. How tall is this bolt thrower?
Vastly.
How tall is the bolt thrower?
3 feet.
3 feet. I'm not 9 feet tall.
No, but if you're a 6 foot human with your arms up, that's pretty damn close to 9 feet. I mean, you've probably got to jump like 6 inches.
That's true. Can I try that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So you move over, jump on top of the bolt thrower, and try to jump up. Just give me a strength roll. Looking for a 10.
I have a 6.
Plus 4.
Plus your modifier.
Oh, so yeah, I got a 10.
All right, so you managed to catch the edge.
Uh-huh.
You pull yourself up, and you are now in the tunnel above the Chamber of Horrors.
Okay.
Wait, what?
We're the only two down there.
No, the
tunnel of love.
I guess you can.
How heavy are dwarves?
Heavy.
Am I strong enough to pull up a dwarf with a rope? Or, wait... I could pull you up probably easier than the two of us could pull him up.
He's down.
I can't do anything right now.
He's unconscious still.
Oh, well, I could tie it around your neck. Okay.
Yeah, better way to go.
Get your rope prepped. I'll try and grab him next round, and you can pull me next round.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to tie the rope off to the last secure spot.
Sure.
Where the other rope was. And then dangle it down so that they can...
You definitely cut marks at the older rope that was there before.
What bastard could have done this?
Did they look like they were cut with a long cat-like fingernail?
They do. They look like they were clawed. All right.
Mystery deepens.
That takes to the end of the round. Jay, give me a D6 roll.
3.
All right, your status is unchanged. Gold thrower deals some damage.
It's an 11.
That's fine. He takes the damage.
11 defense.
It misses. Doesn't matter. It can't really miss. You've got 200. He has 200 health. You're
I think we
hit shelf. We hit shelf.
If you hit shelf, this would be a different story. If you hit diddle, this would be a different story. All right, diddle. Forrest is like, not like he. Oh, I'm not sure about this. And he starts stomping toward the opening in the ground.
Fine.
He said, we should close this opening up so that nothing comes out. And he's reaching for the altar.
Give it a minute.
All right. Fast turns.
Persuasion.
I am going to...
All right, you're back in the main chamber where you had the three ways. And there's a one chamber that goes back and corkscrews up to the ceiling.
That's the way I'm hitting it. All right.
And I am reaching for rope and goblin.
You're still grabbed.
Ah, piss monkey. All right. What much damage do I got to do damage or do I have to cut this tongue?
You could cut the tongue or you could use an action to escape.
Which is strength.
Against its strength.
But if you cut it, it may puke on you like it did the other guys.
Yeah, I don't have anything sharp. I just have wrenches.
Because you can dodge a wrench.
You can dodge a tongue. All right.
Why would you want to?
I don't know. I'm going to attempt
in this
to...
instance, maybe.
So then I'm going to wait for slow.
Oh, boy. All right.
I got to do two things.
Yep. The tongue constricts for 8 damage on you.
All right.
It is going... More of it... You're watching this thing. More of it is coming out of the hole.
It just keeps on turning.
And what you... What it turns out is that this is like a baby arm growing out of the side of the face of a gigantic demon who is pushing its head through this opening.
All right.
There are still the burning...
The ceiling cat.
There are still burning pillars of fire that ring around this thing.
Oh, we should have put out the fire. We would have been done already. Damn it! All right. So is it slow?
It is now slow.
Put out fires?
All right, so I'm going to escape.
Of fire.
That is a natural 20 plus some strength points.
Beautiful. All right, so you wriggle free. You pry yourself free from...
And I grab rope and I grab goblin.
All right.
Say, pull at it!
All right, I'm pulling you up.
All right, so you yank as hard as you can. And you...
as I often do.
As you often do. And you manage to get the dwarf halfway up. He weighs a lot. And he's burdened by a masturbating goblin. End of the round. Roll a d6.
That's a 5.
Your stance is still unchanged. All right. You're dreaming of large goblin women.
I shoot the giants.
Fire away. Then it goes into the thing. You are still right. And I think we should seal the hole.
I hear what, that. What's the word?
You hear that now.
No!
See, the hole says no. That means we should do it.
No, let me get out first.
I think the hole lies to us, and we should plug it.
That doesn't sound like a hole to me.
All right. Back to you guys. You're all waiting to wait till slow because you're frightened anyway. So you're
frightened for 2 more rounds.
I know. All right, faster as you're running, you burst out of the tunnel and you're now back in the forest.
Plug the hole.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
Damn you.
He said, oh, wisdom, little cat. And it's reaching down to grab the altar. All right, so back to you guys.
Let the cat and punt it.
you get to go fast.
Right. The whole complex is starting to rumble as more of this titanic demon is coming through. And it reaches up a giant claw into your chamber. All two of you give me an agility challenge roll with a bane.
He's unconscious.
You and you.
With a boon. I'm going to use a fortune and give you 2 boons to your roll.
Okay.
You can do the same thing if you want for me.
So just add that as a boon.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Ah, thank you. All right. 23.
You're fine?
9.
All right. What happens is that one of the claws punches up to the ceiling.
Can I use another fortune to make that a success?
Oh, shit. Punches up, catches you in the taint for 11 damage, drags you through the floor so you fall down.
God damn it.
I'm going to roll a d6 on a 1 or 2. The rope is dislodged and falls into the chamber below. All right, the rope holds.
All right.
But you are now hanging off the other end of the rope. All right, so
it's like he's hanging one side, I'm hanging the other.
You're hanging the other, and there's one spike that's holding it in place.
All right.
Slow turns.
I am going to climb up the rope.
All right, you scramble the rope, one-armed. That's not going to work.
Okay, I'll take it back. I use my action, and I stuff the goblin into my trousers. And then I climb up the rope.
Trouser goblin. Is that a goblin in your pants?
You're a crotch goblin. I'm happy to see you. You're a crotch goblin, Jake.
All right, so I'm not even sure that he'll fit, but I'm gonna go with it.
Yeah, it's a fit.
I'm gonna assume that the four people who are listening to this podcast want to see the goblin escape. So you stuff the goblin inside of your pants.
Use both hands to
pull yourself up into the crumbling tunnel.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm climbing up the fucking rope.
You climb up the rope and you're back into the tunnel. All right, you get your feet under you. You can start running next round.
It's the fifth round, so we're still frightened for one more.
Fast turns. He's got the... Oh, D6 roll.
Yeah.
Four. I make you heal automatically.
Okay.
I turned it into a 6 using Destroy Death.
Perfect. Was that just one heal?
Yeah, you heal one damage.
All right. He's wrenched the altar out of the ground. He's getting ready to stuff it in the hole.
He might just like jump.
I wake up like...
Wait until something tries to come up?
Why would I wait for something to come up?
We
already released the cat.
You've been waiting for 667 years. You can wait a little bit longer.
I'm the guardian of this place.
What are you guarding?
The thing beyond the edge of reality.
Well, it's coming out.
Why didn't you tell us about that?
You didn't really ask. Or you might have if I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Big blobby demon thing.
I'm starting off dead. Lumberjack company. The first thing I do when I get out of here.
I knew I should have taken create flamethrower.
Give me a will roll to see if you can convince him to not jam the altar inside the hole.
Got a good feeling.
Your odds aren't good.
I'm not very
strong. How much fortune we got left?
3.
Okay. He succeeds.
And 11.
You succeed anyway. All right.
He's not failing it.
Well, you succeed with a fortune. So he's like, oh, all right. I'll let the demon get out. And then I'll put it back.
That's a good choice.
All right, so back to you guys.
I'm leaving.
Right, you're running to the edge of the forest as fast as your little legs will carry you. You guys start running, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Shit, yeah.
So you're running down the passageway unhinged, beating your pots, screaming,
I scoop Goblin out, he's awake now, and let him run on his own.
Leaving a trail of feces.
Leaving a trail, just a long, slippery trail. And you guys come bursting out of the opening just as the tree creature, the Leshy, jams the altar into the hole, and that's where we'll end.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! You know what we need? More evil fairies. Good Thing Malicious Mischief by Kate Flack is now available on Schwalbe Entertainment and DriveThruRPG.